proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. In our series regarding people whose lives were affected by an angel, we turn our attention to the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel encountered a number of angelic beings, specifically designated as cherubim. A cherub is a specific classification of angelic being. Apart from the mentions in the book of Ezekiel, the Bible described cherubim's appearance. A cherub has one face, one pair of wings, and 4 feet. In a song found in 2 Samuel chapter 22, David mentioned that God, quote, rode upon a cherub and did fly, unquote. On top of the Ark of the Covenant, according to Exodus 25, there appeared images of cherubim with the wings overshadowing the mercy seat. King Hezekiah of Judah referred to this arrangement when, in 2 Kings chapter 19, he addressed God as one, quote, which dwelleth between the cherubims, unquote. Cherubim played a variety of roles in the Bible. For the most part, though, the Bible portrayed them as God's intendants, angelic beings whom he entrusted with the protection of sacred matters. The first mention of cherubim appears in Genesis chapter 3. In that setting, God put the cherubims as guardians of the tree of life. God also referred to Lucifer in Ezekiel 28 as, quote, the anointed cherub that covereth, unquote. That appellation suggested that Lucifer, before he sinned and became Satan, that Lucifer was originally a cherub who protected or covered the divine throne. Turning our attention to the book of Ezekiel, we note that cherubim appeared throughout that tome. The unusual figures which Ezekiel saw in the first chapter of his book had the face of a man, the face of a lion, the face of an ox, and the face of an eagle. Note that three of those entities possessing the same characteristics, which the text explicitly identified as cherubim. Three of these entities reappeared in the 10th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 10, cherubim played a significant role. The prophet added details relating to their appearance, details which were not contained in Ezekiel chapter 1. For example, the prophet noted that, quote, their whole body and their backs and their hands and their wings and the wheels were full of eyes round about, even the wheels that they four had, unquote. After the cherubim lifted themselves up, that is to say, exalted themselves, Ezekiel recorded that, quote, the glory of the Lord departed from off the threshold of the house and stood over the cherubims, unquote. After that, according to Ezekiel 10, quote, the cherubims lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight, unquote. In that passage, the cherubim might have functioned as the guardians of divine glory, removing it at God's command. Ezekiel chapter 41 dealt with details concerning the interior ornamentation of the rebuilt temple that will exist during the years of the millennium. These decorations consisted in part of cherubim and palm trees, alternately placed. In that design, each cherub will have two faces, the face of a man and the face of a young lion. This arrangement paralleled the features of the cherubim in Solomon's temple, as described in the 6th chapter of 1 Kings. Cherubim functioned as divine attendants. They did not seem to interact with men, as others in the angelic order did. Nonetheless, they had an important role to play in connection with defending and upholding the glory of God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.